Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson outside Comerica Park. We'll get back to some Tiger stuff next hour. A.J. Hinch joined the morning show and was really interesting. In the noon hour, we'll play the best of what he had to say. A lot of talk about handling pressure. A lot of talk about how he gets them back to where they were. A lot of talk about this Cleveland series. A lot of talk about the pitching. And A.J. Hinch, who's been really open and honest all season long with our morning show, it's been really fun to listen to. He runs it down right now as people are starting to, if they haven't panicked, they're reaching for the panic button or identifying where it is. 248-539-9797. It's also National Cheeseburger Day. So people are telling us who's got the best cheeseburger. And any cheeseburger hacks you have. We talked about our perfect cheeseburgers. Gator's got a lot going on. Kang, a little bit more simple. Mine is a turkey burger with blue cheese, onion straws, and A1 sauce. And it's considered rather controversial, I guess. Matt writes in, MMI in downtown Utica, the Shamrock Pub, has the best. In downtown Utica, the Shamrock Pub has the best burger, hands down. If you get to Utica, chill with it. It's pure heaven.
Ken, you ever had that?
I love it. Right by where I live, big staple of downtown Utica. Very good burger. Very simple. More simple than your burger.
Unnamed texter says, Copper Mug in Walled Lake. It's phenomenal. And Doug, yes, I would eat your burger. Have you guys ever had salmon burgers far superior to the turkey burger? No. I've never had a salmon burger.
I don't like the taste of salmon. I like fish. I don't like the taste of salmon. It's too distinct to me. I've never been a fan.
Gotcha.
Doug, have you had salmon burger?
I've never had salmon burgers, no. I know, like, it's really, I like salmon on a plank on my green egg. And outside of that, I don't get it very much.
Green egg being the cooking.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Not a green egg and ham.
No, like the green egg smoker cooker thing, yes. Dan, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Dan.
Oh, good morning, fellas. Wanted to get on this burger talk because one thing I haven't heard you guys mention yet is bacon jam. Have you guys ever had bacon jam?
I have.
So bacon jam on a burger with those shoestring fries, some either pepper jack or American cheese and jalapenos is a knockout burger.
I like all of it except the bacon jam.
You don't like bacon jam?
Well, I don't eat bacon. Is there bacon? Is there actual bacon in it?
Of course.
Yeah, there's bacon. Yeah. It's like caramelized onions, like syrupy. It's delicious.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. Hard no for me, but that's all right. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Can you make a turkey bacon jam?
Was that something like something you would eat?
I'm not a big I'm not a big bacon jam guy. It's fine. But you know me and bacon. I like bacon by itself.
You don't like bacon as on top of anything else. You just want a piece of bacon.
I just want my bacon.
Kang, would you
eat
that?
Can I just get my bacon?
Kang, would you eat that burger as he described it with the bacon jam?
Yeah, I would. I would. I'm a bacon guy. Just not over the top like Gator, but I enjoy bacon. Bacon jam is good, too.
We got another Dan next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Hi there.
So my best cheeseburger is Bates Burgers, 5 Mile in Farmington in Livonia. It's like a slider, but they grill up the onions while they're cooking the burgers. You can get a double cheeseburger there. It's still on the slider side. It's not too big. It is a little greasy, but I like it. Anyway, that's my vote, Bates.
Yeah, Bates is solid. I mean, they get like the trio of Bates and Greens and Hunter House are all very similar, and they're all very good.
Let's go to Sean next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hi, Sean.
What's going on, man? I just wanted to call in, give a shout-out to the guys at Crazy Burger over there in Detroit on West McNichols and Asbury Park.
Okay.
Pretty good smash burgers, man. They all original, like the guys was just talking about with the grilled onions, cheese, ketchup, mustard, and pickle. They do it the old school way, man. They real good. They give a lot of you got to check them out on Google. They got a 4.9 on Google right now.
Oh, that's big. Where Crazy Burger, you say?
Yeah, Crazy Burger. They got a 9.2 from Keith Lee, too. I know you mentioned something about the salmon burger, but they do an awesome salmon burger over there. They got a 9.2 from Keith Lee.
Look at that.
I don't know who Keith Lee is.
Keith Lee, like the professional wrestler Keith Lee?
No. That's what Kenny said, too, by the way. Keith Lee is a
former
food,
Memphis basketball player.
Famous Keith Lee? Lee's? Your favorite Keith Lee? Yeah. No, he's a food blogger.
Sean, thank you.
So not not the wrestler. Okay.
Not the Memphis basketball player.
No.
Thomas is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Thomas.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Gator.
What's up?
Hey, you guys always make me holler. I'm an Amazon driver, and I swear every time you guys get to talking about food, my stomach gets growling.
But sorry.
I've got a top-notch place. It's in Ypsilanti. It's called Roy Squeeze Inn. And what like the base, it's a you got to still go through the drive-thru. You got to pay cash. It's real vintage. It's right in Ypsilanti on Michigan Avenue across from a hot dog shop. And it's both of the places have been there for years. So if you guys get in, and it's a smash burger. Delicious. Onions, bacon, however you want it. Delicious.
How do you like it?
With bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato. And mayo.
So it's a BLT burger for you.
It's, man, but it's so moist and delicious and juicy. It's going to be, I'm telling you, when I call back, out of next time, would you eat it? I would say that you try it.
Yeah, I
know Doug ain't going to try it because Doug only going to But it's cool. I'm telling you guys, if you're looking for it, it's like right before you get to the heart of Ypsilanti on Michigan Avenue. I think it's like past E-Course Road. It's delicious.
You know the place, Doug?
Yeah, I've driven past it. My sister and brother-in-law lived out that direction. So, yeah. Familiar with it, Thomas. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Jake is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. So, let me tell you about my favorite burger. It's from the Hudson Cafe, downtown Detroit. I think they have another spot in Northville, which is mostly a breakfast, like a brunch place. But the burger there that I've had is the best burger I've ever had in my life. It's 8-ounce prime burger. It's got bacon, Swiss, onion straws, and then a blueberry mayo, which is actually a lot of blueberry taste to it. And it is by far the best burger I've ever had in my life.
That's a big-ass burger. That's a half-pound burger right there.
Yeah, it's a big burger, but you keep the vegetables off it. You know, it's not as big.
That's how you
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, Dana, can I ask you a question?
Cheeseburger day.
Yeah, please.
The weight the same. Prefer one patty or two patties? Like the total weight's the same. Like a
gotcha.
Double quarter pounder
like,
patty or just one
like
double
rather
quarter
they
pounder?
Have 2 4-ounce patties or 1 8-ounce patty.
Yes.
You're saying, right?
Correct.
I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I think the double. I think, I don't know.
You
That's
think?
A great
You're not
question.
Sure? You're not sure?
No, I'm not sure because I think right now I'm thinking like a half-pound burger is too big of a burger for me. I don't want it to be that big. Maybe just, I don't know. You can't nail me down on this one. I don't know.
All right, go ahead. Think about it.
You have to do the taste test. All right. You get a full pound worth of burger and take a bite of each, see which one suits my palate more. I'm going to guess it's probably the single one. But I don't know, Kang. That's a great question.
Yeah, I think you got to do it. Try it out yourself.
Yeah, that's a great question.
All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox.
That's why he's our producer.
Yes, he is. Perfect burger argument. Burgers can be made from any meat. Hamburger is beef. Doug's burger lost immediately with the blue cheese.
Tongue is meat.
Yeah. You ever had a tongue burger, Gator?
Not.
Unnamed texter. Gator just said he doesn't like a lot of things on his burger, and then the only thing he left off it was lettuce, LOL.
It's not true. Everything was very thin. So it's pickles, onions, tomato, and cheese. And then, yeah, I'm going to slather some Thousand Island.
Ketchup and mustard.
Well, you got to have a condiment with it.
Right. You have three.
Well, one is, one's like the base of the bun, though. Isn't that, I thought that kind of goes without saying.
Top three. Number one, Nemo's. Number two, Miller's. Number three, Tavern on Main and Clausen. Doug's Burger, hell no.
I still have not had a Miller's cheeseburger, and this always comes up as one of the top burgers in Metro Detroit. I've never had it. I want to try it one of these days. One of these days when we come back from like Allen Park or the Lions practice or something like that, I'm gonna stop there and get it because it seems too good to pass up. Because you always hear about like Red Coat Tavern has a great burger or Mr. Joe's Bar in Southfield, they've got a great burger. But Miller's is always there too.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Let's get to a couple more of these, and then we'll get back to the NFL. The Food Exchange on Harper Road is the best burger. It's called the Big Baby Burger with corned beef, American and Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles on an onion roll. That's from Will. Okay, a burger with corned beef, American and Swiss cheese. Gator, I'm going to guess you say too much.
It does sound a little...
For you.
Younger Gator was fine with this. When I was at Michigan... Thank you, Evan. When I was at Michigan State, my first year there, we lived right by the Harrison Roadhouse on Center Street, right behind it. And we would go up to the Roadhouse, and the Roadhouse had the Holy Harrison Burger. And it was a cheeseburger, but it had like a bunch of ham on it as well. And it was a big high-stack burger that had an awesome remoulade sauce that went with it. Like kind of like a thin Thousand Island that you could just kind of dip in, which was delicious. But that was almost too much for me. Actually, it kind of was too much. But the idea of combining a deli meat with the burger, like I said, younger Gator, I would have been all about it. Older Gator, not so much.
And this one from Al, my perfect cheeseburger has another edge rusher on it. 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.